If you love true crime and dark stories, then you'll love our other podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday.
He told them that in the year prior to Bundy's move to Utah, she had discovered objects that she couldn't understand in her house and in Bundy's apartment. These items included crutches and a meat cleaver that was never used for cooking.
Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts.
You know, then this guy gets rich and he has some issues with sexual addiction.
Yeah, and control. Yeah. The Keith Raniere story.
Dark Side of Wikipedia. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and don't miss a single episode.
In some ways, it starts to make things like Jeffrey Dahmer and that look tame, not in terms of the brutality of what they performed, but in terms of the psychology and manipulation of people.
Dark Side of Wikipedia. Available wherever you download podcasts. Today on the Dark Side of Wikipedia, our weekly news roundup, the dark side of the news, Josh Duggar, formally charged with receiving and possessing child porn, pleads not guilty. Mummified body wrapped in Christmas lights to believe to be the body of a dead cult leader. And an estranged husband charged with murder of missing Jana woman, Amber Etchner. No stories and more today, the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
That it is, and we got a lot of real lovelies today on the program here on their weekly news roundup of what's going on the dark side of the news. I'm Tony Bruschi, Carol Hughes with us, and of course, if you like our program, keep us on the air, become a Darksider, sign up for that at our website, darksideofwiki.com. Click Become a Darksider, or directly on Patreon, just search Dark Side of Wikipedia, or patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia. And you'll get directed right there. You get access to all of our episodes, advanced episodes, past episodes. It's all there for you to binge away on commercial free. I know you've been excited about this. You've been like texting me links throughout the week to some of this shit.
I know, because sometimes I'll just see a story and I'm like, oh, Tony, he's got to read this. And I sent you one this morning. Was it? Seems like forever ago, but it might have been this morning. Mm-hmm. That you, it was like, because I go to work early. It's like 8 a.m. You'd already read it. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's that damn Josh Duggar story.
Yeah.
And that one really, that one gets me.
I know. It is overwhelming, just what this person, you know, has been alleged to have done, what he has admitted to having done, and how we, there's some just keep kind of going, oh, you know, he's forgiven and now he's good.
Yeah.
No, he's not. And I'm going to guess he's really not, after
and a lot
this.
Of sexual crime is, I just don't think it's as easy as, you know, we send them off to therapy or whatever. That's a really complicated.
Yeah.
You know, you just very infrequently hear of someone who just got past it. Like, oh, I had a weird porn addiction and now I'm good.
If that's
or your, are yeah. you? I never believe anybody.
If that's your thing, or like some weird, unhealthy, horrible thing is your thing, and you know, people end up with these weird things a lot of times because of abuse. But the thing is, it's like, do you like strawberries now? If someone told you to stop liking strawberries, would you just truly stop liking strawberries? It's like some people, if that's what is in them, as fucked up and horrible as it is, that's the example. It's not just going to go away because they said they've sworn it off. Like, that's still in them. They still are driven to that shit. And that's where it's like, look, I mean, there's been ideas before that's been done in some places where it's like, you know, pedophile island or something. It's like, keep them away from the rest of society because they're not going to mingle well and things aren't going to work. And I don't, I mean, people can look at some of that as inhumane and shit. I know. I don't think so. Like, there was like a documentary about that. I think Louis Theroux did it, where there was like literally like Pedophile Island or something. And it was this community, all pedophiles. And they all knew they had their horrible problem, but they all said they respectfully said, I don't want to be in society because I'm afraid I can't control it. So they all just kind of live in this little community and kind of, you know, and it's monitored. So they're not like, you know, sharing, you know, porn or something, but it kept them away. And they're like, look, I'm damaged goods. I'm not going to change, but I don't want to harm anyone either. So I'd rather stay over on this side of the fence.
And if you don't have access to children.
Yeah. I mean, I don't say anything. I mean, good. I mean, if you know, go over to Pedophile Island. It, you know, as horrible as those the people are that are there, it's like at least they could have the sense to say, you know, no, you know, I don't want to subject anybody to my fuckery. So, yeah, fuckery. Kind of came.
It sounds so British.
It does.
You got a certain amount of fuckery.
A little bit of fuckery in you. what a horrible thing to say in relation to this case. We'll jump into the story here. Let me jump into this. This is from KNWA, which is actually my local NBC affiliate, because the Josh Duggar story happened in my county, by the way, everyone.
Right.
So I actually had a half-baked idea yesterday or the other day when he got arrested of going to the Washington County Jail house. And with my tape recorder and just saying, I'd like to visit with Mr. Duggar, please. And just seeing if I could like get him to the, you know, like the Vizzle visiting phone or something. And just like, hi, I do a podcast. And I just thought I'd drive over since this is really close. You want to talk for him?
I was in the neighborhood. I thought it was worth a shot.
Like, I'm not an attorney here. I want to just talk to you and just kind of get a little audio from you crazy motherfucker. But I didn't. So. Here's what they reported. Josh Duggar, 33, is charged by incident with receiving and possessing child pornography. According to court documents, Duggar allegedly used the internet to download child sexual abuse material. Duggar allegedly possessed the material, some of which depicts the sexual abuse of children under the age of 12. Duggar had first appeared before U.S. District Court, Western District of Arkansas, Judge Aaron Vitamin Vent via Zoom on Friday morning, April 30th, 2021. If convicted, he faces up to 200 years of imprisonment and fines of up to $250,000 on each count. Duggar's trial date is scheduled for Tuesday, July 6. Duggar will remain in custody until May 5th detention hearing. On stipulation, Judge Wineham requested is for Duggar to have a third-party custodian should he be released on bond. Also, the residence where he would stay must be devoid of minor children. Duggar was represented by Fayetteville-based Story Law Firm attorney Travis Story and his second attorney Justin K. Gelfand. Gelfand is a former federal prosecutor with experience in criminal tax, financial fraud, and identity theft cases, according to an online search. It'll help him. The star of the former reality show 19 Kids and Counting was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals on Thursday afternoon and booked into the Washington County Detention Center. He was placed in a federal hold with no bail. The Department of Homeland Security is the agency involved in this investigation. The Duggar family released the following statement on their website. We appreciate your continued prayers for our family at this time. The accusations brought against Joshua today are very serious. It is our prayer that the truth, no matter what it is, will come to light and that we will all be resolved in a timely manner. We love Josh and Anna and continue to pray for his family. That's from Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar. In 2015, Danica Dillon claimed Duggar propositioned her in a Philadelphia strip club in March and paid $1,500 for her company. Dillon says Duggar then assaulted her while they were having sex. Dillon says she suffered physical and emotional harm after the incident and is now being treated for severe anxiety. On November 19th, 2019, HSI confirmed to KNWA were involved in a federal investigation. Agents went to a business at Wildcat Creek Road in Springdale. This location is where Duggar managed a car dealership. Wholesale murders. Motor cars. Damn, I wish I would have known that. I would have stopped over there at some point. Earlier this week, his wife Anna announced on social media they're expecting their seventh child, a girl. And how fucked is that kid going to be, kids? So there you go. That's where that was at. But he has since, there's an update. He has been released. But we'll talk about some of the stuff they found on his computer from a People article in just a moment. Thoughts thus far on good old JD?
You know, once again, he hasn't been found guilty. And yeah. These are charges. And yeah. I get all of that. Yeah. But today, and it's what we're getting ready to get into, is really bothersome to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, if those things are true,
mm-hmm.
You need to just lock them up and throw away the key.
Yeah.
Like that just pisses me off. And it really concerns me, someone into that who has children
mm-hmm.
and access to children and a lot of them. That family's quite big. There are lots of kids.
I know.
And, you know, it just, it really, really bothers me. And the fact that, you know, he had, I think it was more than allegations. I mean, I think that when he was a kid, it was, he admitted it.
Well, why don't we go into that? We're going to add another article to this story.
Okay.
Because it's that good. And
Or not.
I mean, what I hate is his, have you seen his picture? The mugshot.
He's kind of smiling.
He's
yeah.
He's like smirking.
He's got this real smug look.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's like the type of face you want to punch and just, you know, or hit with a baseball bat or a car or a bus.
So even if like, speaking of that picture, because I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
And so say you're totally innocent. That still isn't the face I would have.
No.
Because there's some really serious charges, but it's almost like this, yeah, right, you're going to get me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wanted to, and I'm not a punching person, but
I'm not either.
Like,
I would break my rule, though. I would do it. I'd punch him. I'd use a baseball bat. I'd like to use like the one that Negan has on The Walking Dead with the nails, Lucille. That would be a good one. That would be a good one for that face. It's just like, batter up, bitch.
Right.
But so Josh Duggar leaving jail a week after being arrested on child pornography charges. Per a judge ruling, Josh Duggar must remain with a third party custodian, LeCount and Maria Reber, and are confined to their home with GPS tracking as he awaits his trial. Maybe I should find out where they live and go over with a microphone. Josh Duggar has been released from jail 1 week after he was arrested on charges of receiving and possessing child pornography. The former 19 Kids and Counting star, 33, was seen leaving the Washington County Detention Center in Fayetteville, Arkansas, on Thursday in video captured by a local news station. Josh did not answer questions as he left jail and headed to the waiting car. During a virtual hearing on Wednesday, judge ruled that Josh would be released from custody, provided that he must remain with a third-party custodian, LeCount and Maria Reber, and be confined to their home with GPS tracking. Josh was also granted unlimited contact with his six children. Good job, Washington County. Mariella Hope, 17 months. Mason Garrett, 3.5. Meredith Grace, 5.5. Marcus Anthony, 7.5. Michael James, 9.5. Mackenzie Renee, 11. So long as his pregnant wife, Anna, is present, though may not see any other minor child, including his nieces and nephews. The ruling came a day after Josh requested that the court release him on bail, subject to a combination of conditions of release that will reasonably assure his appearance at trial and the safety of the community and any other person, according to a bond motion obtained by People. Josh was arrested on April 29th on one count of receipt of child pornography and one count of possession of child pornography. He pled not guilty to the following day in court. The former reality star currently faces up to 20 years of imprisonment and fines of up to $250,000 in each of the two counts if he's convicted, making his total possible sentence 40 years. According to a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Western District of Arkansas, a pretrial hearing has been set for July 1st, while the trial is scheduled to begin on July 6th. During Wednesday's hearing, prosecutors said investigators found more than 200 images depicting child sexual abuse on devices seized from Josh by Homeland Security in March of 2020. According to Homeland Security investigation special agent Gerald Faulkner, the images were in the top five of the worst that I've ever had to examine. Josh is the oldest of Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar's 19 kids and faces various legal battles and controversies over the years. In May 2015, he apologized for his wrongdoing following the release of a 2006 police report that revealed he had been investigated as a teen for inappropriately touching five underage girls. His sisters Jill, now 29, and Jessa, 28, subsequently stepped forward as two of the victims. But hey, Washington County in Arkansas says, hey, have all your kids back because you have no history of touching your relatives.
Well, and I don't really think his wife is a good monitor of his behavior. Yeah,
you fucking idiot.
But maybe, I hadn't thought about this until you were just reading that. Maybe they're like, it would be less of a risk for us, you know, because then they have to keep him safe. Maybe they were like, you know, it'd be easier.
Put a rope in his cell and say, don't kill yourself, and then take all the guards off duty.
I mean, but this guy, I think, is so full of himself that...
He probably wouldn't.
I think, honest to God, I think he... I don't know, and it's that picture that bugs me of him. But, you know, he just seems like somebody's like, oh, I'm innocent, and I'm going to get off on this. And they have to... But what I don't understand, too, is... They said they found this, I think you said, in March of 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they wait over a year?
I don't know if they had to, like, pile up more evidence or what.
One picture.
Yeah.
I mean, these are children being horrifically abused and sexually abused. And that, like, one picture is too many.
Yeah, it is insane. They're talking more than a year when they seized his shit till them finally arresting him.
Right. So why?
What the fuck? I mean, how does it take that long to look at the shit you took from him a year ago? I mean, yeah.
And I get building a case and, you know, they don't ever want to go in too soon. They want the case to be built and strong and the evidence to be there. But man, in the meantime, he's just downloading more stuff. And like, because I read in that article I sent you, I think, like, he had stuff on his computer to hide things, and, like, it wasn't like, whoops, didn't mean to download that. Like, you know that whole dark web thing?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how you would get to the dark web. I don't know, but apparently he does.
I don't, yeah. I mean, I'm just looking at this from the perspective of, okay, you're the judge. What's healthier for these kids, for them to... have the relationship with this dad who's already shown a pattern of sexual abuse, or maybe starting to cut that shit off. But why are we saying it's better that the dad is there? Fuck that. If that's your dad and your dad is doing that sort of shit, no, it's not good. You shouldn't be in that person's life. It's not going to be healthier for you to have that presence there, you know, in the long run. It's going to do far more damage with that person continuing to linger in your life than it is for it to be like, look, get the kid a lot of therapy and let's get that fucker away as quickly as possible.
Because, so would you, as his wife, like, after... She's probably heard some pretty horrific stuff. She probably has heard way more than what they've shared.
Yeah.
I would think.
I don't know. I don't know how
but
the fuck
he
would
But then he probably has her convinced that he wouldn't do this. But how, if somebody's being charged with that... would you take your children of that age to, because like these were 12 and under and they were like small children.
Yeah.
And here's your kids.
And hey, by the way,
I'm going to sit here and monitor you.
Let's keep banging because I know you did that, diddled your sisters and stuff. But, you know, let's have 7 kids. Let's try and beat Jim Bob over there because that seems like a great example to try and... It's you know, again, this is not a knock on religion, but I'm telling you, some of these are to take into such extremes, and then abuse gets into the mix, and then the abuse is hidden by the religion. And I don't believe religion inherently is designed to abuse anyone. But the thing is, people fuck with it so much that then it ends up going to such extremes, and you end up with groups like this that just justify all their insane means under that umbrella. And it's just fucking nuts. It's like, look, this is not good. This is not fucking good. And this is not a thing, like, oh, let's forgive him. No. He's a horrible fucking human being. I mean, I'm just basing that on the first fucking the stuff that came out about him years ago. Add this,
and that stuff he admitted to.
Add these allegations to the mix. Surprise, surprise. Is anyone fucking surprised? Apparently the Jim Bob is, and everybody else, you know, but Jesus Christ. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And the sad thing is, I think this whole story is going to get bad. Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
But I think it could.
It's going to get
bad. Like, I think what comes out could be really.
And they're going to stand behind him.
And I hope they find other people. Because, you know, he's downloading these images that other people are creating.
Yeah.
Those people.
Well, I'm wondering if there's more to it, you know, because that's where we took a year to arrest you after we took your devices. That's where I'm wondering, like, is there more to this case? Is there more? Right. Is he like, how involved is he in this? You know, is he like paying people to like do certain things? I don't know. I mean, I would think there'd have to be more to this than just. He had the images on his computer and it took us a year to stop them. I'm wondering,
my guess is that there's kind of a whole ring of people that they're going after. And, you know, if you alert him too soon and you take Josh Duggar down and all those other people are still out there and they're like, we know we've been sending stuff to him.
Yeah.
So they probably have to. I bet that's probably why it took so long.
Maybe they used him to find more people in that year. But here's the thing. If the police took your shit and you kind of got to have a little bit of suspicion as to why they may have taken your shit, are you just going to bounce to the next device and keep doing that?
I kind of think some people think they're smarter.
Jesus.
And he could be one of those. I don't know.
Yeah, just
but, you know, it's major. Like, I think there are people that just think they can outsmart everybody.
It's just narcissism in all capital letters. The next part of our story, Josh Duggar had more than 200 images of child sexual abuse material on his computer, according to authorities. This is an article from People. Josh Duggar, who appeared in a virtual detention hearing Wednesday after being arrested on charges of child pornography, had more than 200 images of children on his computer, prosecutors said during the hours-long hearing. A forensic examination of Josh's devices, including an HP computer and a MacBook that included a backup of an iPhone 8, allegedly found multiple files containing child pornography had been downloaded. Josh's devices were seized by Homeland Security in March of 2020, and Agent Gerald Faulkner provided a summary of the forensic analysis and testimony during Wednesday's hearing. The agent described multiple torrent files downloaded from a child abuse series described as within the top five of the worst of the worst that he's ever examined. Faulkner said Josh downloaded torrent files that included a series of child sexual abuse materials involving minor children ranging from about 18 months, Jesus fucking Christ, to 12 years of age. Okay, yeah, this is where if he's guilty of this shit, just stop feeding him. Put him in front of a train. Give him a rope and, you know, just do something. Let him fucking end it. Because why? If I can say in 11 years of doing this and the thousands and thousands of child pornography images and videos I found unfortunately to see, the series ranks in the top five of the worst that I've had to examine, he said in a series Josh allegedly downloaded files from. Multiple child pornography files were found in a recently viewed folder, meaning that the user had unzipped those torrent files and had viewed them on the desktop. Faulkner said approximately over 200 images that were flagged as child sexual abuse material involving naked minors engaging in sexual activity were located on unallotted space on Josh's computer. I mean, those files had been deleted, but not off the hard drive. Josh was arrested on April 29th, and Judge Christy Comstock of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Arkansas ruled that he would be allowed to leave the detention center where he had been held, but that he would not be able to return to his family. Instead, Josh will be released to designated third-party custodians. LeCount and Maria Reber, described as court as close friends of the Duggar family, will be confined to their home and monitored with GPS tracking. I'd like to know where the fuck they live to make sure they're nowhere near me. Comstock said that she cannot in good conscience release Josh to his pregnant wife, Anna, and their six children. He has been granted unlimited contact, though, with his children, as long as Anna is present. Josh may not see other minor children, including his nieces and nephews. Don't make me regret this decision, Comstock told Josh before adjoining. Yeah, let's give him a little leeway, Judge. During Josh's arraignment last week, it was ruled that he would not be allowed to live with minors if released on bail, but he requested in the motion that he be allowed to return to his pregnant wife and six children. Josh, the oldest of Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar's 19 kids, has faced various legal battles and controversies over the years. In May of 2015, he apologized for his wrongdoing following the release of a 2006 police report that revealed he had been investigated as a teen for inappropriately touching his five underage girls. His sisters, Jill, 29, Jessica, 28, and subsequently stepped forward as the two victims. If convicted on his current charges, he could face up to 40 years in prison. His trial is scheduled to take place in July. Jeez.
And who are those people who are like, yeah, he can come here. We'll watch him.
Let's bring Josh
in. I'd be like, hell no, I don't want that guy in my house.
He was always such a good little boy. Let's bring Josh in, don't you think?
And you can find people's addresses. Like, those people are going to get hounded.
Fuck. Yeah. I just want to drive.
You know
by.
That's not going to last.
People want to protest something? Go protest that house.
Right.
You know, not saying go on their property. Just go on the road. You know, that's one to protest because those are fucked up people. If you're like, yeah, come on over, Josh.
Well, my guess is they think they can pray with him and it'll help.
Or they don't believe it, or they think he's innocent.
Right.
I mean, it is all allegations. Keep in mind, but. I don't know. You given the history, given that someone found child pornography, torrent files on your computer and other devices, I don't think many other people were doing that. Probably somebody named JD, my guess.
And I do want to say the people who investigate those crimes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine having that job, but I'm very thankful that there are people who are able to do that. Yeah. I couldn't, because and it's got to feel like you can never catch them all. But those people are horrific. Like, I don't even have the word for how deeply that bothers me. You know, these are innocent children. And, you know, people bring these children into the world and you're supposed to love and nurture them and help them grow. And instead, you know, they end up with these people in a variety of different ways and a variety of different reasons they end up with these people. Mm-hmm. And nobody cares. Nobody cares the harm that's going to do to those kids. And, you know, Josh Duggar, I don't know how exactly what happened, but he was highly inappropriate with his sisters. That's got to mess with them.
Yeah.
His sexual abuse is a really deep, dark secret. And
other people that are unnamed.
Yeah. And then those girls, you know, they have to live in the spotlight because of their parents not being able to quit having kids or whatever. I guess that's why they got famous.
I know.
I don't know.
And then this fuckjack is going up at, like, churches and giving speeches. Like, how would you feel if you're the girl in the audience that's like going to your church or something and it's like, and our special speaker today is Josh Duggar. Like, he fucking, you know, did inappropriate shit with me when I was a kid and now he's going to talk about morality or some shit?
Yeah.
Fuck
and
you.
And I'm assuming they didn't feel like they could speak out or anyone would listen to them.
Yeah.
But there's so many victims. There's so many victims. This is like just consuming that type of sick those images and videos or whatever he's watching, yeah. like those are victims. Like those children will never have a shot at a normal life after what you.
No.
You know.
And he can go live with that nice little smirk on his
That's
face.
That's why I
and,
just yeah. don't have any sympathy for someone like him. If this is true.
Yeah.
I want to say that because he's not been found guilty of it. But
I don't have sympathy
just the
for
allegations
him.
Yeah. alone are horrific.
I don't have sympathy for him based on the original wrongdoings that he could that he apologized for. That alone is where I think he's a piece of shit. Add this to the mix and it just it makes it that much worse.
Right.
If this shit is true. But I already think he's a piece of shit from the first part. And it's like, that's already a public record. This, you know, I we'll see what happens. But I got to say, it's not looking very good.
But man, the last thing I would do is his wife is, I can't even believe, even if they're saying it's supervised visitation, I would not let those children around him.
Yeah.
If she wants to go see her husband, that's one thing. But those kids...
Yeah.
I just have to worry about their
safety. I couldn't imagine. I mean, number one, like being the parent, being the mom there and being like, oh, yeah, go see daddy. I would be like the one fight. I'd be in that court screaming like there's no fucking way he should be seeing these kids. Are you out of your fucking I would be like the one hauled out of court. Like if the judge is like, don't let me down, Dougie.
And I don't, that I don't get. Like with these particular, it'd be one thing if he was charged with embezzlement or,
yeah.
you know, he was charged with any number of other things. But a crime that involves children.
And hey, you can have access to all your kids who just happen to be in the same age range of the ones that you like to watch
right?
on your computer. Hey, what could possibly go wrong? Fucking fuck.
It's just sick. It's so sick.
Jesus. Here's another fun. We're just going to make the entire show about Josh Duggar because it's that much fun today. This is another fun article. I'm throwing out the other stories. We're just doing Duggars today. Because why not? Josh Duggar, who's been charged with receiving and possessing child pornography, had an accountability software installed on his computer that monitored his internet usage and sent it to his wife. Federal agents testified in a detention hearing on Wednesday. So does that make her an accessory to the crime? Duggar, who formerly appeared on the TLC reality show 19 Kids and Counting alongside his parents and 18 siblings, was arrested April 29th and pled not guilty to the charges the following day. A Department of Homeland Security special agent testified in Wednesday's hearing that he recovered a desktop computer containing 65 child pornography images and a 2-minute video during a 2019 raid at Duggar's Arkansas car dealership. Oh, so it even was going on at the dealership, too. Didn't expect to find that in a used
That's
car
really lot. Weird to me. Like, God. doing that shit at work.
Is this place still around?
I caught a guy once watching porn at work.
Really?
I did. And I reported it.
This rings a bell.
I'm like, I don't want anybody I work with looking at porn.
Who was it?
I'm going to tell the whole wide world.
Give me an initial.
I'll tell you later.
Give me an initial.
I'll tell you. No, I'm not even going to tell you. I will tell you later.
Was it while I was there?
I don't remember, but I kind of think maybe.
Was this We're going to play 20 questions.
When we're done, I will have a longer conversation with you. But my point is, like, don't watch porn at work.
Was hockey involved?
Like, you can make it through a frickin' work day. That's just weird. And yeah. it made me super uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And I was pissed. It pissed me off.
Because the story rings a bell, but I'm just like, it's not...
I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right. Continuing on, he said the computer had a software called Covenant Eyes installed. Oh, it's a religious software.
Disguised as religious software.
It's supposed to catch the porn. As did the former reality star's personal laptop. The software is intended to monitor the internet usage of people with pornographic addictions and share reports with an accountability partner or trusted ally.
His wife.
or enabler. According to the agent and the software's website, the agent added that the software, which had an account password ending in the last four digits of Duggar's birth year, was registered to Duggar and his wife, Anna, and that Duggar had also installed a Tor browser to access the dark web and evade detection by Covenant Eyes.
I'm serious. Like, that is bizarre.
The agent.
And he's at work.
The agent also noted that one of the files found on the desktop computer was one of the top five worst of the worst he's had to examine in his 1,000 cases he's worked on. Well, bravo. Jesus.
A thousand cases.
They're currently expecting a second child. His attorneys had previously asked for Duggar to be released to his immediate family. I cannot do that in good faith. I think that's the essence of this story.
I can't even get the words out. So say I'm married to somebody who's got a porn addiction. And I'm like, you know, honey, when you're at work, we're going to install this software on your computer at work. Because when you're watching porn at work, I want to know. Because we're going to have talk about that. Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would be. If my relationship got to that.
And you're accepting that.
I'd be like,
that? Yeah.
You know what? We're done.
Yeah.
We're done.
I don't know. I guess
I might have 100 of your children, but I'm out.
Hopefully you would have caught the person in their insanity before the 100 kids. I would think there'd have been a couple signs, you know?
You think?
God.
You know, I don't know. I do know that whole Duggar family's pretty religious.
Yeah.
Probably an understatement, and I'm assuming his wife is
probably to a
fault. And maybe she's naive, and she just doesn't want to believe. And a lot of women do that. Yeah. You don't want to believe it, and you want, you know, and they don't believe that you can divorce, and you know that sustain on your reputation.
I'm sorry,
but my God, you have children.
It's a bigger stain if you're staying with that shit. It's because you're basically saying,
it almost makes me feel like that she's knowingly putting her kids at risk. Like, okay, so you're watching porn at work, and I got the alert. I don't know how this works.
Although she was like, maybe it never worked.
Like, ding, 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 it's child porn.
And it's probably set up where it's like very obvious. Like, if you're using the browser in normal mode, it will be alerted.
She's getting groceries for 100 children. She's like, damn.
You haven't looked at any porn.
He is watching porn again.
Well, I'm guessing she was never alerted because he's using another browser that's not going to be dinged by the software. So
that's right.
So he found a way around it. But,
and she's like, oh, he's being so good not watching the porn.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of him.
And she's like, honey, will you teach me how to use Windows 95 next week? Yeah, I'll get right on that.
I want to learn how to play solitaire on the computer.
I just want to use some fancy computers that you use at work, those ones with all the screens and the naked ladies on that look like they're like from the daycare center. I just love that. But
I wouldn't know how to do what he's done. I can find my way around a computer.
I don't even
You're
know what
better
the fuck
than
the dark
I am,
web is.
But could you install all that shit and get to the dark web? And,
I don't even technically know what the dark web is. I mean, I know what torrent files are. That's like, and that can be almost anything. A lot of times it's like software that people will download rather than paying for it. But I mean, a lot of stuff like that isn't even a thing anymore because services have subscriptions and it's not as easy as it was like 10 years ago to get like hacked software and use it. I don't know beyond that, you know, like what the dark web consists of or are there websites or what the fuck it even is or how to get to it. But
my guess is that he knows people who know people and they tell each other how to do this.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, you can
if
dig.
You're looking at shit like he's looking at, I don't even like how
probably,
you would even find that stuff.
You could probably watch a YouTube video on how to find the dark web and learn how to get to the dark web. But once you're there, I mean, it's not like all child porn, I'm sure. I'm sure there's many other things there that people are exchanging. But it's, you know, but you're amongst, you know, you're basically going into that shopping mall when you're going into the dark web. It's like, oh, yeah, look, they have all these really interesting T-shirts over here. But next door, they're selling child porn. It's like, I wouldn't go to that that mall, even if the T-shirts next door are really cool. It's like, no, they got that child porn store in that mall. I'm not going to fucking go near that place.
Yeah, I really don't want to walk in there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why most people don't touch it, because it's just like, and there's got to be a learning curve, I would think. But I don't know. I have no idea. I just know it's out there.
And I'm not like, and I know people watch porn all the time, and I don't really have, do whatever you want.
Sure.
With consenting adults, and if they want to make money doing that, that's their business.
I have no problem with adults doing whatever they're going to do.
And as long as it's, I do have a problem if it's people who are unwilling.
Yes.
Or, you know, but if they know what they're doing and they're okay with it, making a living that way.
Yes.
Who am I to judge?
But when
it involves children, when it involves crime.
Sure.
Like videos of women being raped, that sort of thing. Like that's just sick.
Yeah.
And to have that kind of a secret in your life, like that's so twisted. Like, you know, Josh Duggar's going to church every Sunday and probably twice a week.
Yeah.
Seems like someone would go more than once. Yeah. And knowing that, once again, allegations, but they're pretty serious, and they released quite a bit of damning information. But to have that kind of secret, like, that's just bizarre to me.
It makes
me feel like you're this really dark
person.
And that's just evil. Like, these are children.
It is.
And you're a dad. And if you can watch other children being horrifically abused while you're a father raising kids, that's just sick.
That mom should not be fucking sitting there going, oh yes, he can have supervised. That mom should be getting an order against him immediately for divorce. And
I hope that somebody talks to her and
restraining against him.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's child neglect with what she's doing, of being like, yeah, go ahead. See the kids. But I mean, the court fucking said he could do it too. So, but on her part, why are you not standing up going, what the fuck?
But I don't know that she has to comply with that. So hopefully she'll see this for what it is and be like, I'm not comfortable with you being around the kids.
Yeah, hopefully.
I would like to see that.
If it's even in her thought process that he is possibly guilty of these things. Yeah. I mean, it's all allegations, but come on.
But they released a lot of damning information.
Yeah.
Which way more than, it kind of surprised me how much they released. Very specific stuff, with the guy saying, this is in the top five of all the things I've ever seen, and I've worked 1,000 cases.
I think that's
good.
So
that means 995 of the cases weren't as bad as this one.
I think they've had their eyes on him for so long, and now they're just like, all right, the fucking hammer's hitting the metal here, and they are just like, we're going full force, and we're going to make these statements, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're not going to leave any room here for, you know, anybody to be like, oh, well, you know, he can find forgiveness. Like, no, I'm sorry. You know, he's got images on his computer, you know, in your top five for the forensic child pornography specialist or whatever the fuck they are. Jesus Christ, literally. I don't think Jesus Christ is looking down on Josh Duggar as like, oh, yeah, come on into my arms, young man.
Well, as long as you say you want forgiveness, I'm here for you. I don't know.
If he did it.
I don't know. But I hope that the reason it took so long is that there might be more people.
Yeah.
That go down with them.
Wouldn't it be great, like, if it like went out to like all of like the real over the top, like crazy evangelicals, preachers that are like, you all, you know, are like there's something wrong there. There's something wrong here. That guy was had those allegations, this and that, but got off. And that guy got, you know, and it's just like they all get taken down at once. It's all like they're all connected.
Well, and honest to God, I don't even care who it is. Yeah. If whoever's doing that.
Yeah.
I want it. I like, and anybody who's like knowingly, because you hear these horrible stories. Like I heard one recently about a woman who was trying to sell her kid. That's how they end up there. Yeah. And she just needs drug money. And, you know, she needs to get locked up. Like, you can't do that shit. You know, give your child up for adoption. You know, foster care system's all kinds of messed up.
Yeah.
But that, I don't know. I don't even have words for all this. It just really bothers me.
Yeah. I have no idea. It was a fucked up one. Well, there you go. Dark side of the news this week.
It's dark.
Just examining one case because it just gets darker and darker. I'm sure we'll have updates on this over the months. Yeah. I just kind of get like the shivers at the end of this episode because it's just, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. All right. If you like our program, keep us on the air. Become a Darksider. Sign up over at patreon.com/darksideofwikipedia. Or go to our website, darksideofwiki.com, and click Become a Darksider. You can follow Carol Hughes on Instagram at Carol Hughes. You can follow me on Instagram at Tony Bruschi, B-R-U-E-S-K-I. And also same thing, at Tony Bruschi on TikTok. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side of Wikipedia.